January the 5th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Murad Speaks, Blog Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.talkradio, Dr. Murad Speaks, and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we want to make a correction. We announced that our beloved brother Muhammad Abdul Latif passed away, and his janazah was yesterday. That's incorrect. The janazah prayer is Saturday, January the 7th, 2023, 10 o'clock a.m., Masjid al-Sabr Yamin, 224 North 18th Street, East Orange, New Jersey, 07017. We ask in Allah to forgive our brother of his faults and his sins and bless him with the paradise. The Quran, Surah 81, Ayat 1, by the mansion. John 14, 2, Father's house, many mansions. Al-Islam is life. Mansions mean material establishment. Al-Islam is life, and as the Old Testament and the New Testament promises God's worship of life and a good life, so it is the promise in Quran. It is the saying, God said that he will give his worshipers life and a good life and a good establishment. So I'm very familiar with the Bible, and God says there also that he will give his worshipers mansions. So that's the good establishments and dwellings, where they will be secure and have a beautiful and a good thing that their hearts or that their souls wanted. So this is the promise that is in the great religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Al-Islam. Then what was Al-Islam specifically or particularly has to offer? We call to life by the three religions. And the three great religions promise good life and a good establishment, the fulfillment of all good desires. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers flowing underneath. So rivers flowing underneath means life. Water is the life of human sentiment and faith. Life begins with trust. If the infant comes here not trusting the mother, the infant may die. So faith is the beginning of life and human feelings, sentiments, that is the beginning of life. God says he began the creation out of water. That is the beginning of life for us, that our feelings, our innocence and good and our sentiments are alive and good. That is the beginning of life for us. The water underneath which rivers flow means you don't have to have it revealed to you from the sky. It is already in your life that God creates. So rivers beneath, the Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 11, rivers beneath. In the Quran it says, if you remain faithful, he will give you a life here after, and it will be in a garden with rivers flowing underneath the surface. So we are used to rivers flowing on top of the surface that we see. These will be rivers flowing beneath the surface. We won't see those rivers. They are flowing beneath the surface to abide therein eternally. So you are never to be kicked out of there. The Jews can drive the Palestinians out of their land. But once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this land with rivers flowing underneath, a garden, nobody can cast you out. It is yours eternally. So which one would you like to have? The one that somebody, the new landlord, comes to and says, move, or the one that keeps the same landlord and he puts you there and they can't even see your garden or your river? They are hidden from them, the disbelievers who cannot see them. They are not meant for their eyes, so they cannot take your garden away. That is a good situation to be in, to get the benefit of this world that man has. Bodies, a form hidden in the womb like the inner person, is formed inside the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala formed life in the mountain, pardon me, in the mother's hidden from the view of human beings, and when he delivers it, it is complete, and it is only a sign of how he formed the constitution of the human person, his reasoning, his sensitivity, his interest, his vision formed all over again. And nobody sees that construction going on until it is delivered. And we recognize that that is a new person. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 1 to Ayat 13. He originates and restores and repeats. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4, Quran created man, taught Quran created man. So the merciful God taught the Quran to Muhammad and created the human model. Muhammad prays and the peace be upon him. And when he did that for Muhammad, he did it for all the world, if they accept the Quran. And Muhammad, that he created with the Quran, then they get the benefit too. They will also be creating anew. So the whole world can have a new life, a new creation, a higher life, if they are just accepting the Quran and Muhammad. So those followers who accepted the Quran and Muhammad, they became a new world, a new people, a new world. And they even stimulated or affected the other world, the outside world, to quicken that life in them and bring them to a revival, if not to the new life or to the new creation that Allah intended. Renew death equals met equals hundreds. That whatever it is necessary to bring renewal, we think it's every 100 years. 100 is a symbolic. It is a play on death. It is a play on merit. The same letter combination, just a different accent. One is 100 years and the other one is death. So the 100 years is whenever we die and it die to Allah's blessing us with a renewal. Allah created and repeats. The Quran, Surah 85, Ayat 13, originate and repeat. The dead human being, the teaching brought him to life. So this is the more important creation for us, isn't it? Praise be to Allah. So Allah is the best of creators, mankind. The Quran says, then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then of that clot, we made a fetus lump. Then we made out of that lump bones. and clothe the bones with flesh. Then we develop out of it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best to create. And this is in the creation that enables us to become creators. Yes, creators, inventors, masters of the sciences, producers of goods and services. Someone might say, oh no, no one is a creator but God. Read the Quran again. And Allah is the best of creation, of creators. That God's word in the Quran. Can you feel the angel descending and his Holy Spirit? I do. I can feel the Holy Spirit and the angels coming down in the darkness by the permission of their Lord. Man progresses as his eyes open. So you know man progresses as the lens on his eyes open up to see more and to see clearly. So the more his eyes and the lens open to capture more of the world that God created, and he is able to see it clearly and understand it, and the more progress we have. That's why there is no progress until day, right? In the story of creation, nothing happened. It was darkness everywhere, and then the light came on, and things began to take form, to be present, to be seen. That is life, activity, and progress. God says, travel through the earth. That means visit areas outside of your area, not where there is nothing, sand, the sand, because it says, and see how he started creation and repeats it. Travel through the earth and see how God began creation and repeats it. Now, you know that could be understood from just a reflection on civilization. And they rise and they fall. And how new civilizations rise up behind those falling civilizations. I could understand it that way. Travel through the earth, and that's what you will see. You will see the ruins of ancient civilizations, the ruins over upon ruins. Then you will see the next civilization, the new civilization. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to not just see that, but there is a sign of a civilization that was once here. It's gone. It's dead. And now here is the living one. Here is the present one. And they are not the same. That one is gone. And this one is the correct living one. He not only wants us to see this, he wants us to think about it. How did this ancient one get started? What caused it? What caused its fall? So now here is another one that's different. It's not really a new beginning. It is a reputation. Through it looks different. Though it looks different, they may think a little different. But civilizations that have risen upon logic, science, studies, etc., they don't differ anymore than our language differs. They don't differ anymore than our nation differs. What I mean by that, our language can be tied into one language, human language. So nations from basically the same way. Nations form basically the same way. This is as nations can be tied into one understanding, and that is how nations form. And they all form the same way. The differences are not that big and serious when it comes to the nature of origin or the beginning of nations. If we study the origin, the beginning of one nation, we have the knowledge then to understand the beginning of all nations. Yes. Likewise for civilization. They don't get credit for this. Man can't have civilization by closing his eyes and working with darkness. He has to open his eyes and work with external reality. Then he can have it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the external reality and man, the subject both in the actor and in the subject matter. He's the creator of both, or the operator and his subject. He is the creator of both. And all the subjects or the operators is doing is studying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And what works for him is only what Allah has put in his creation. If he gets something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't put in his creation, it doesn't work. Pardon me. By the better perception of the beginning of those great civilizations is to see how Allah begins creation and then repeats it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points us also to our own creation, right? Now, we can't see how he began our creation, but we can certainly see how he repeats it. And that's all the knowledge we need to know in order to manage our creation. That's all we need to know. Success steps. But now, if I'm reading God's word correctly, there is a formula for it. And you can't get it until you get the first. And the first is to want to be righteous, want to be decent, to accept purity in your life. Praise be to Allah. So all the power is translated power, but it is potential. So the night of power, this is translated power, but that power is potential. That's potential for the work God created our life with. The potential for the great work, but now what will free that potential? What will awaken it? What will give it expression? What will release it into the world so that it can cultivate the world, produce, 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 following that formula, accepting purity, accepting your Lord, like the Holy Prophet has in the peace be upon him, accepted his Lord. He accepted his Lord by strictly obeying him. Accept your Lord the way the angels accept their Lord, by strictly obeying him in the night. And that obedience will turn the day on for you. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have world influence control. Now that might sound simple and ordinary to you, but that's what recreates the world. That's what generates the world. That's how worlds are born. That explanation for beginning of creation and repeating of creation, and ye who have intelligence and respecting what I've been saying, you are standing on a solid foundation. And it's just a matter of time before the world will be in your hand. If not in your generation, you will pass it on to your children. It's just a matter of time. It's gotten into me, and look what it has done to me. I don't know. If I had known that things would happen to me that have happened in these late years, I would have not believed it. If somebody told me what was going to happen, I would have laughed. Just like Sarah laughed, peace be upon her, when she was told that she was going to give birth to a child in her old age. She laughed because it was ridiculous to hear it, to hear in her situation, in her circumstances. Well, in my situation and my circumstances as a teenager, as a young man, as a man 40 years old under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if I had been told these things, I would have laughed. I would say you're all stretching it too much. It's ridiculous, impossible. But it has happened in the day and time. Just recently, I sat with a Catholic bishop in dialogue, and I felt as comfortable sitting with him, discussing deep knowledge with human understanding, where he was coming from, and he knew it. That was just common knowledge between us. He's discussing it from his point of view and from his knowledge base, and I was discussing it from my knowledge base and my point of view. And we are just relaxing, enjoying it. So we latched the newspaper the next day, carried it in the paper, his paper, The Catholic Influence Times. So naturally, his face was above mine, but that was okay. And they were saying that those two representatives of the two great religions discussing differences and showing similarity than the differences. So because he was informed, I'm informed, we were able to take what seemed to have been differences between us and present those differences as not being differences, but similarity. The similarity was so strong, it dispelled the differences. It caused the differences to disappear. I mean, deep stuff, deep as you or anybody would want to go. This is what we were discussing. And we were on the college campus, the University of La Crosse, among heavyweights. And they came up and greeted Little Imam, like he's the scientist of the age. I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating anything. That's the way they came up and greeted Imam, saying, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for coming here. If somebody had told me 20 or 40 years ago, Minister Wallace in 1996, you were going to be on a college, on a campus of La Crosse University, of this college, and you are going to be in a dialogue with a bishop, chancellor of the university. He wasn't only a bishop. He was the chancellor. And when you finish the dialogue, they're going to thank you for your wisdom. I said, ridiculous. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayat 5, reflect on creation. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayat 6, emitted from between backbone and a rib. The Quran, Surah 77, Ayat 21, sperm in a place of rest firmly fixed. Adam created in heaven. So we know that Adam was called the first man, and where was he created? He must have been created or conceived in heaven, right? And then he was put on earth. He was created or conceived first in heaven, and then he was put on earth. So you see, the night precedes the day. If this kind of awareness is in the intellect, then we have the family principle, the womb in which the urge develops, and the Quran gives it in so many beautiful ways. I will just give one, it says, and it placed in seed in the womb, in a place of rest, in a place of rest. And what was it when it was placed in a place of rest? It says water. Min ma'an dasik. Min ma'an dasik. From pulsating fluid, water. Ma'an, water, it says, is placed, a sperm drop of water, situated in a place of rest. So the place of rest there is the community or social environment. So when our urge in the intellect comes out of the disturbed state that's given to us as water swelling up, where it comes from, the disturbed kind of sensitivity, and it rests to understand the social life, the community life. that it is the beginning of a new birth or a new generation. How wonderful it is. That is the beginning of a new birth or a new generation. So when our minds rest, saying, look, here, I'm tired of hitting and missing. Where is my place in this community life? Where is my place in this social life? You see, that is what we find ourselves as where we are born again. Adam was conceived in heaven, but as he formed on earth, and that's where he got his wife, too. He didn't get her, pardon me. He got his wife. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 6, men from a drop emitted. 40 Hadith, page 25 and 84. Charity sex. Now, what is sexual intercourse and urge? So you have the urge, then you go and you make urges. Ooh, 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 that's urges. Under the urge, what happens? Spontaneous bursts. Right? So you don't know when it is going to burst, right? And from the first spontaneous birth, what happens? It rests itself in the dark and becomes a clot. It goes from water to blood after it rests. So Quran Surah 86, Ayah 6 to 7, man created from a fluid sprout. Genesis 2, 21 to 23. Eve from rib of Adam. A gushing fluid comes with forcefulness. That's the intellect. And when you have a challenge, the intellect is forceful and it comes with power. The ribs are flexible bones protecting the vital organs, symbolic of care, compassion, the ability of the individual to be flexible, not rigid. God also says, created from between a rib column and from a flexible one, when we find a balance between the two. Don't be too agreeable. Don't be extremely rigid. That's intelligent. Don't be too rigid coming in here, forcing your ideas. Many are a rib that broke connection with the column, like the curved rib and straight backbone. The mind is straight and it can bend. It also deviates, inclusive, double, clever. God is saying he made you to be clever, able to throw curves, but check it with truth. Don't use tactics unless it is for justice's sake. And you can prove yourself honorable if you are caught. If I have enemies, am I just going to use the spinal column? God says use your intelligence in a way that you benefit from both. The sublessness or the intellect and the straightness. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayah 14, God created fetus lump. Then another creation, the Quran Surah 86, Ayah 6 to 7, man emitted from a fluid. 1 John 5, 6, come by water and blood. So this shows the progress for this life. And we are looking at it objectively as concrete physical matter, something our five senses can perceive or detect readily. The Quran says, then he clothed with flesh, thumma khalaqan akhira. Thumma khalaqan akhira. And thereafter another progression, another creation for it. So these are the two creations God is saying, after you have formed physically, you are not complete. That you have to undergo another progression, another series of steps in development. And the second progression will be similar to the first. It will be progressing really on the first. So the watery substance will be progressed, your spirituality. will be progressed, and you become new creatures in your spiritual life. So spiritual means your life expressed in through material. So the water is in the basis of life, your sensitivity and your nature to form spiritual bonds. Don't think of revelation every time you say spiritual. No. Every time you hear spiritual, think freely, firstly, of your own nature and spiritually. For a human only means life expressed in the material. Your life expressed in and through the material, that is what it means. When we say spiritual, you love, that is spiritual. Hate, that is spiritual. Nasty, clean, your whole essential, all of your life that makes up you. Your true self is spiritual. You are not this body. You're expressing yourself in this. So you are what being expressed in that. You are what is using this instrument. This is your instrument. So you feel secure, spiritual. You dislike that it is spiritual, that it's nasty, spiritual, that it's clean, spiritual. Your whole essential life, all of your life, it makes up you. Your true self is spiritual. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayat 7, man from between the backbone and rib. Genesis 2, 21 to 22. Eve made from Adam's rib. So in the Bible, we are told that the woman is made from the rib of the man. Here in the Quran, it says human beings, not just man. The human person was made from a fluid that issued. Yakuruju means issued, come out from between the rib and the spine, or the backbone. The rib goes all the way back to the backbone. It comes off of the spinal column. It is between the two. That means where the connection is made back there. That is what we are made from. So instead of saying the woman is made from the rib of the man, it is saying that both of us, male and female, is made from the connection for the rib and the spinal column back there. It is not just the bone, but more importantly, it is the fluid. So the fluid back there are very delicate. You can get messed up in the brain from just a little damage back there. I understand that to mean that the female is made equal, and they are equally intelligent, not one a face-born and the other chest-born, or as the Pakistani brother told me, a crooked-born. He said, "Brother Imam, you can't straighten a woman out. If you try to straighten the rib out, you will break it." I excused him, and I said nothing. I didn't have the time. It couldn't have been said in a few words. I would have to keep him. It wasn't worth the time. He's coming from Christianity, from the Bible. They say that the prophet, prayer than the peace be upon him, said that the woman was made from the rib. I don't believe that. If he said that, then he's going against the Quran. I don't believe that. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayat 1 to 5, created, then gave proportion. So he ordained laws, empowered the soul, gave you sense, moral sense, sensitivity to right and wrong. That moral sense is given to every creature, but that's not enough. At times, first we are given nature. Then God evolved nature to sense balance, sense and proportion. Then he gives us conscience. We become conscientious. We are worried about right and wrong of things. And sometimes this isn't enough. In a confused culture environment, we struggle, weep, moan for guidance. Then he blesses Prophet Muhammad with Huda, Huda, equal guidance. Pied Piper is the law of cultural influence. So when you follow cultural influences of this society blindly, the fads, the music, and the might be leading you like rats, dogs, no telling what your description might be. Cultural influences have the power to lead creatures on a low level. It can catch creatures on a low level and draw you. Pipers are not only for snakes. Some snake charmers, snake blowers, call out animals. So when dope pushers approach you and ask him to sell dope for him, ask you to sell dope for him, if you do it, he's the Pied Piper and you're the rat. You open up a record shop playing Shake the Booty and do the sperm and warm the worm, and you are the Pied Piper and the rat. 3. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayat 1 to 3. Bukhari, page 1, 3. Prophet, Quran, Revelation, squeezed 3 times. Woman buried 5 rats represents physical form and nature. John 4, 18, woman 5 husbands. So the 5 senses represent our life. That's why when a woman is buried in Al-Islam, she is wrapped in 5 wrap pieces of cloth, because she represents the physical form and nature that God created, out of which all life must come, both male and female. So man buried 3 wraps, but when the male passes, they shroud him in 3 wraps. Squeeze, Prophet 3 squeezes, equal insight varies. Wrap, 1 sense, 2 reflection, 3 purpose, then 4 insight. Look at the 5 manifest on a higher level. We have 5 in 1, the flesh body, 2, the sensory body, 3, in the mind. Now 5 should go another distance. And the 5 that goes another distance, while we will be able to articulate, we will have an insight, we will be able to see. So these angels press the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him 3 times. 1, he sensed it, I can't read. 2, he reflect on it, I can't read. 3, purpose. Then something else happened, and he began to read. What is the purpose? Man just doesn't want to feel and respond. Man just don't want to see. And the flesh man, the flesh man wants to know. What is this intended for? What is the purpose? Man wants to see into the matter, not just on matter. So when we are able to see into things and understand their natural workings, understand their purpose in the universe or in the universal order of things, we are men of science. Baseball, 3 bases gets you to home plate. So when we know that the purpose of a thing, then we are home. Knowing the purpose of a thing brings us home. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, then home. You have to go over 3 to get home. So you don't call home for home plate, 4th plate or base. What does all this mean? Free of the 3. How are you free of 3? When you know how to use that knowledge as God intended it to be used, then that knowledge is not mastering you. You are free of the mastery or the weight of the knowledge. So baseball insight is home base. Science burden, enslaves man. It oppresses man, destroys man's humanly. Why? Because he is not free of it. He hasn't seen the purpose for it. But in the language of the baseball game, if he can come to the third base and jump off of it and get home now, he's at home with the knowledge of one. One place, two place, and third place in his hand. Now he can read. So man is a thinking creature. He reflects, but once you get insight, that home insight will take him home because I can use the knowledge of insight to go and direct my life. The knowledge of insight is going to correct the problems I have. So if this home is a hell, the knowledge of insight will make it a home to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not looking at the world, but looking into it. Insight is what you need to manage your life. And if you don't have it, listen to those who got it. Some of us will have other principles and excel, and just because one has insight doesn't mean he's better than the other. Maybe the other has other principles at excel. But all of us must accept rational leadership, sound leadership, intelligent leadership, and man of insight are the best people to lead us. Praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So buried male in three wraps. So the male symbolic three, symbol three, what it is indicative of. It's indicative of the human urge in the male more than the female. Not that the female doesn't have this, but it is the male more than the female to go out and achieve goals. The male leaves home, domestic life, domestic environment, and he goes out into the wilderness to conquer new territories, new horizons. That's the male factor. Or he is going out. Going out is free. How do you get out? One, to get out, I have to rise above the gravity of my sensory body. Two, I have to raise above the gravity of my rational body. My own reasoning can hold me down. Three, I have to rise above my own insight, because if I fix myself upon my own insight, that will do away with me. I'll become arrogant, too self-independent. Say I don't trust other people, thinking myself is the whole world, right? So I have to even go beyond my insight. Quran dictates how science is to be used. So Quran Surah 87, Ayat 1, and he created. So when you get insight, you have power. But where is the guidance? It is in science by itself, no? Well, had done. The guidance is in revelation. So when I can see science and then respect revelation and use science as revelation dictates I should use it, respecting what God has revealed, putting my insight below or beneath what God has revealed, then I have guidance. That's the fourth one, right? Get on the mark, get set, ready to go. And the only way we can go is with the Quran, with the Huda, or the guidance. Insight is power. Qadira. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min afi sahira. Translated, the night of power is better than 1,000 months. So Qadira is power. Insight is power. But if you don't have guidance of God, that power will destroy you. You will use it for the wrong end. You will blow your head up, and you will be destroyed. Bomb three makes sensory, academic, spiritual. So the early teachings in the Nation of Islam about the mother plane with small plane that would drop three bombs that would go down into the earth, explode and make a mountain. High and right now, it only is a sensory environment. Send down another now, it's an academic environment. Send down another now, it's a spiritual environment. Then after a while, the atmosphere is poisoned. What happened? Then, shortage in gravity that would cut you off from that altogether. So you'll not care about that anymore. The sister with her long dress out doing tricks on the corner. The brother selling dope. Brothers sticking up banks. A goon squad oppressing people so that they can have money coming in from newspaper quotas, etc., right? A shortage in gravity, poison the atmosphere. Khadija, Camel, Mountain, Moses. So Quran Surah 88, Ayat 17 to 18. Observe the camel, sky, mountains. Genesis 31, 34, camel, fortunate, frontier for nature. Genesis 24:61, Rebecca on the camel, pardon me. Genesis 32:15, camel, both bulls. Khadija, name means precious. Khadija, may God forever be on her, the wife of our prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. Her name means precious, or developing before the expected time for it to be finished. I named my daughter with the permission of her mother, Bathsheba, and it means it's the same thing as Khadija, arriving before the time expected, an early arrival. The expected time for a child to be born is 9 months. So if it comes in the 8th month, then some parents will name their children Khadija. If it is a female, Khadija also means a young camel coming before the expected time. Mountain is symbolic of the ascension for the intelligence. Moses went to the mountain to understand the spiritual logic. Camel has meaning in the Quran, it says, see the camel, how they are shaped, and the mountains, how they are raised up. So this is where the camel and the mountains are compared. Mountain is symbolic of an ascension for the intelligence, the rational mind, going up, maturing, and graduating. So Moses went up into the mountain. For what? He went up there to understand better. And their God showed him how to perceive better. God showed him the logic, had him understand the spiritual logic. He received 10 commandments or the revelation from God. And he came down and gave them to his people. When he came down, he had what he needed to order the life he ordered in the society for his people. If you don't know that story, I'm giving it to you now. Liberation is organizing people for the good life in society. So freedom is to be seen in community content. He ordered the life for all of his people. He put all the professional people in order, the doctors. He had them organized, the musicians, the politicians. Work together to organize all the professional people. He was a liberator for his people. So if we go back to the meaning of liberation, according to God's revelation, liberation people means to organize them in the right way to have a good life. In society, it is not talking about any one particular freedom. One particular freedom, if you just hold on to one, it can get you killed, because freedom has to be freedom in a community context. Your freedom can't hurt the community. If it does, it should be outlawed. It should be illegal. These terms are very important. Camel represents a sentence for insight and great vision. So camel is a sentence too. So you ride this camel. You get on top of it. I'm a student of scripture, not because I chose to be, but because God obviously wanted me to be. And I studied the Bible too. And there is a figure who succeeded in overcoming his problems and getting right with God. And then he goes with his group, his family, and the people who followed him on the journey to the place that God wanted him to go to. The Bible says he went, and he had camels in the forefront, horses, donkeys were in the rear. What is this saying? That he preferred camels over horses and horses over donkeys. So you might not know it, but camels are also fast runners. And because they are so big, they can outrun a horse. And a horse can't run in the desert. His feet are not made for the desert. He will go slow in the desert. Sand will mess him up. The camel's foot is made to open up and spread and go softly on the sand. And he can really walk and move on the sand. Desert, symbolic of the absence of knowledge. Culture is knowledge established in certain orders. So what the desert is symbolic of is the absence of knowledge. In that environment or the absence of culture, what is culture? Knowledge established in certain order. Knowledge taking certain patterns and forming certain orders. The desert is symbolic of the absence of knowledge and the culture and the life for the support of society, and the camel can go very well in that area. So what is the camel? The camel is foresight, insight, and great vision. The camel can see a long way. The camel is insight. The camel can find water when nothing else can in the desert. So his lumps are filled with water. His lumps are water. That is where the water storage is. And it is symbolic of great knowledge and elevated spirituality. And two lumps are better than one. Two lumps mean you have it in both worlds. The camel is a great figure for enlightenment. He had the camel in the front of the caravan, and who was riding that camel? Rachel was riding the camel. Who is Rachel? Rachel is the one who has the bird feathers given by God. The bird can't fly without feathers. It can't lift itself off the ground without feathers. He represented revealed spiritual life. Lifts up off the ground and enable her to travel spiritually, even fly over the mountains. Rachel was leading the caravan, and it said he entrusted to Rachel the treasure she carried, the treasure chest. So the Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 3-5, find in the sky, earth, and self. So God wants us to look at the whole life, that he created plants, animals, and yourself. God says there are signs in the heavens and there are signs in the earth and also signs in you. So look at everything for the sign of God so that you read the message of God in the natural created world and benefit from it. The Quran, Surah 88, Ayat 22. Prophet not warden over your affairs. 1 Kings 4:25, each man under own vine and fig tree. So in the Quran, a verse says, have not been sent as a warden over your affairs or a manager of your affairs. You have to be responsible for yourself. So it says the obligation on you is only to deliver the message plain and clearly. And this religion is all about helping us to take charge of the human life God created for us, and you just can't accept to have charge for just your personal life, because your personal life is going to interact with other life. So your personal life is going to engage itself in the market square and with the government or whatever, or be responsible for the traffic laws, etc. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 22, angels will come in clouds. Luke 21, 27, Son of Man will come in clouds. So the book says that the Son of Man will come in the cloud of the heavens. It didn't say he will come in clear sky. Clouds of the heavens mean that the thing that you look for as the heavens will be hidden from you, your view, by clouds. And the speaker or the man will come to bring you to that understanding will come in those clouds. What does that mean? It means that he will address the cloud in the religious world, the confusion in the religious world. Now, it's easy to just ignore that confusion, just say, well, the hell with what the parting of the Red Sea meant. Forget about what the cow and all of these confused ideas, concepts in religion. The book says that the sun shines out of the east, even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So we know sun first appears in the east, and then the lights move toward the west. Is that right? So as it rises, the light moves from east to west. And as soon it is high enough that the light will get all the way from the eastern horizon to the western horizon. And we don't see a break in it. So this is how the book says that truth in religion will come. Understanding in religion will come in these ways. Insight comes gradually like mental insight. So God naturally, gradually opens our eyes. The natural way, he gradually opens our eyes. He does it. He doesn't do it all of a sudden, and we are seeing everything, and there is a natural experience. That is a lesson designed in your own nature, that it shouldn't happen that way. A person who stays in the dark for one day has to gradually come into the light. He must just open his eyes slowly. But the person who stays in the dark for a year, he has to move out physically into the light slowly. 1 year in the dark, and it will take you a long time to adjust your eyes to the light. If suddenly the light hits your eyes, it will blind you. Well, the further you are from truth, the more patient you should be with the coming of light. Some of us want our eyeballs to be right on the sun. Pleasures to self comes from pleasing God. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 30, soul pleasing God and self. The Quran, Surah 26, Ayah 89, bring to Allah a pure heart. For all of this to grow and grow with force, stable and constant, people, we must sacrifice our own pleasures for the sake of pleasing Allah. That is the only guarantee for really pleasing yourself. It is in sacrificing your pleasures to please Allah. So when you do that, then pleasure comes to you. There is an evil, no immoral thing or intention that is troubling your life that can't be removed with just this one instruction. Put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above yourself. And everything else, all of corruption, the evil, the jealousy, the envy, will get out of your life. So this is the key. But we can't get ahead of if we envy each other, if we have no just cause to deny the person, the station that they are on or they earn, except that we want it for ourselves. We can't get anywhere like that. We have to become people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in goodness. And in wherever goodness goes, we are happy to see it go. If it is going up to a better place, we cheer goodness on. The higher and better places. The corruption, lies, selfishness, we hate to see that go up. But let us cheer the goodness on, whether it be us or somebody else, or whether it be an African-American or a Sudanese or a Nigerian, or whether it be by a Syrian or a Caucasian or a hunky from the South. If he's good, cheer him on. Tell him, go on, man, and we will truly be successful. Barakallahu ladeen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New African Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.